The Athens Little League Report is brought to you by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A with locations at Beachwood and Barnett Shoals. And time to bring in Shane O'Neill. Shane, good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I like all these lead-ins. Prince, Little Red Corvette.
Yeah.
Had the Rolling Stones last week. It's all good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Feel free to put in your request.
It's unfortunate, though, yeah, the reason for playing Prince today is because he died this day last year.
Oh, but he lives through his music.
You got that right.
Transcending time and space.
You got that right. You got that right. You got that hat, my man. You are good to go. Absolutely. I love it. I love it. All right, Fortunatus, what do you got for us as far as the Little League report goes?
All right, guys. We had a great night at the park last night. So I will get started this morning. We got five games to cover this morning. So we're going to start out with Double A. Double A. Here we had Hutton Vandenberg defeated MMO 12-7 in another hard-fought game under the lights. Hutton Vandenberg came out with bat swinging with two consecutive five-run innings to jump out to an early 10-0 lead. Huge home run shots by both Zakarian Sims and Kendall Smith helped score several runs each. Malik Forshey added a triple as well, scoring two runs. MMO came roaring back in the fourth with a solid five-run effort with aggressive base running. But in the end, Hutton Vandenberg was able to pull off the victory. MMO was led offensively by Jaden Allen, Ryan Marshall, and Devin Oso. Devin also had a great game pitching for MMO. Micah Allen also had a great performance at catcher, saving several runs during the game. Hutton Vandenberg had an outstanding offensive performances from Mason Pilcher, Jack Ryan, and Zashawn Hardiman, who all went 2-for-2. Tyler Sims scored two runs and two at-bats. Luke Gallagher and Viren Shaw showed some aggressive base running, scoring a run apiece. And Will McCleary had yet another rock-solid game behind the plate at catcher for Hutton Vandenberg. Great pitching by Zakarian Sims and Caleb Gallagher helped hold off a late push by MMO. But in the end, Hutton Vandenberg got the win. Moving over to machine pitch, Northeast Sales versus United Team Sports. United Team Sports got off to a quick start on defense with impressive diving plays from both Jennings Holloway and Hudson Welter. Additionally, Jace Barrow played a solid center field, stopping several big hits. United Team Sports was led offensively by Kai Loudermilk, who went 3-for-4 with a home run, and Jalen Clark, who went 4-for-4. Nice work, Jalen. Northeast Sales pulled within two runs in the middle innings, led by the hitting and fielding of Xavier Bishop, who made at least four outs unassisted at first base and had multiple extra base hits. Nice work, Xavier. United Team Sports held on for a 12-9 victory. All right, in machine pitch, we had Boswell Insurance versus Carl Blunt Insurance. Insurance versus insurance in a machine pitch matchup here. Boswell Insurance pulled out a 6-4 victory over Carl Blunt. This game was a battle of defense, shockingly, from insurance companies. Carl Blunt Insurance was led by Ashton Blunt and Carl Drake in the field, who had incredible nights. Boswell Insurance played a solid defense as well, led by Santiago Leon, who turned a pop-up to catcher into a double play, which is always fun to watch. Boswell was led at the plate by Carson Thiem, who went 3-for-3 with a homer, Henry Scruggs, who went 2-for-3, and Quinn Osick, who went 2-for-3 at the plate. Nice work, gentlemen. Also in machine pitch action was Hayward Allen edging Epsbridge Storage by a score of 8-3. The scoring got started in the bottom of the first inning with Hayward Allen going taking a 5-0 lead, highlighted by a three-run homer from smooth-swinging William Shuler. Epsbridge Storage fought their way back with runs in the second, fourth, and fifth innings, but Hayward Allen would put them away for good with two runs in the third and one more in the fifth inning. Epsbridge Storage was led by Hagen, who went 3-for-3 with a double and a triple, Reed Jackson, who went 2-for-3 with a home run, and Warren Miller, who went 3-for-4. Hayward Allen's offense was ignited by sizzling hot Samuel Stanfill, who went 2-for-2 and was awarded the game ball. And the big hurt, George Adams, Rip It, Robert Williams, and Slim Jim, Jimmy Bishop, all who went 3-for-3 for Hayward Allen. Okay, and the last game from last night, the Generals versus Tom Ellis Construction. The Generals beat Tom Ellis Construction in machine pitch baseball by a score of 10-2. Tom Ellis Construction gave a valiant effort, but the General bats were just too hot to be stopped. Ryan Mock went 4-for-4. Sam Williams and Jack Williams both went 3-for-4. And Connor Zwirn and Casper Emery both went 2-for-3. And gentlemen, that is the Little League report for today. We've got a bunch of games tonight at the park and maybe even some games on tomorrow. So we'll have a good report for you on Monday. And that's all I got.
Excellent, Shane, and looking forward to it. Hope you have a great weekend, and we will catch you again on Monday.
Great. Y'all have a great weekend. Bye.
All right, Shane O'Neill with the Athens Little League Report brought to you by Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A with locations at Beachwood and Barnett Shoals.